My name is Katia Aurelia, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Ronald Swartz, RONALD, last name SWARTZ. Number one, nephrotic range proteinuria. This proteinuria has not significantly changed. Period. The patient has evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria. Period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is greater than 5,084.7 milligrams from 5,119 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is about 7,068 milligrams from 8,108 milligrams, period. Unfortunately, due to the cost of the Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, and Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, the patient cannot afford to purchase these drugs to help with the proteinuria, kidney protection, and overall cardiovascular protection, period. We have provided him with samples of 25 milligrams of Jardiance for him to take one tablet daily, as well as 20 milligrams of Kerendia, one tablet daily, period. We will resend the prescription to the specialty pharmacy for evaluation. We will resend the prescription to the specialty pharmacy and hope they will cover it, period. If they are unable to cover it, then we will provide the patient, we will continue to provide the patient with samples, period. If the proteinuria persists in the nephrotic range, we may consider a renal biopsy to investigate other possible etiologies of this proteinuria, period. He is currently euvolemic and has no urinary symptoms, period. As previously stated, we increased his Kerendia from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams today, and recommend that he continues the 25 milligrams of the Jardiance, as well as a diet which is low in protein, about 60 grams of protein in 24 hours, period. Next line, chronic kidney disease stage 3B, which is stable, with BUN of 26 from 33, creatinine of 1.7 from 1.8, and a GFR of 41 from 39, period. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity, as well as the aging process, period. As per number one, we are trying to get decrease the proteinuria by prescribing Jardiance and Kerendia. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hypocalcemia with serum calcium of 8.3 from 8.6. However, the corrected calcium level is 8.8, period. This decrease in hypocalcemia could be related, I mean, this decrease in serum calcium could be related to the elevation of PTH of 113 from 104, comma, possibly secondary hyperparathyroidism, which is common in chronic kidney disease, period. We recommend that he takes, that he increases vitamin D3 supplementation from 2,000 units daily to 5,000 units daily, period. We will order vitamin D125 levels as well as repeat the mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation, period. If the PTH continues to elevate and the serum calcium remains low, then we may consider adding calcitriol, C-A-L-C-I-T-R-I-O-L, and discontinue the vitamin D3 for management of the of this condition and to prevent weakening of the bones as well as calcification of the blood vessels, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with increasing A1C of 7.7% from 6.6%. He follows with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, period. We recommend continuation of his current regimen as well as a decrease in simple carbohydrates, foods that are high in cholesterol / fat, as well as a diabetic diet, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with stable lipid panel except elevation of triglycerides of 272 from 258, period. Again, we recommend a diet low in simple carbohydrates and saturated fats, period. Continue with the current regimen of statins. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has improved since starting the allopurinol, period. His uric acid is 6.8 from 8.2. Continue with the low purine intake as well as the allopurinol, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with the vitamin D25 level of 29 from 27. We increased the D3 from 2,000 units to 5,000 units daily, period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and